Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We're going to talk with Coach Jim Larrañaga. Ready to talk some hoops with Coach L. My favorite segment of the week. Crowder's here. Josh Appel is here. I'm Solana. Jimmy is behind the glass. Hawk is at Epcot. What a weird turn of events for this show. Coach Jim Larrañaga, he joins us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Coach L, again, every single week. You know him as the legendary men's basketball coach collegiately at the University of Miami. Coach L, unfortunately, the Miami Hurricanes suffered a pretty bad defeat at the hands of Crowder's Florida Gators the other day, neutral site game. That couldn't have felt very good for you and the rest of Canes Nation.
Well, you know, quite frankly, this early in the season, we just, you know, getting started. It's a new team. We have 13 new players. So here's the way I look at it. We're learning. We're improving. We're working at how to play our best basketball together. So when you play against the top 10 team like the University of Florida, who won the national championship last year with all those veterans returning, and those big guys are dynamic. They are all really, really good. And Ty Golden, I mean, you know, he's got his team ready to play like it's March. Jay Lucas and his staff are just getting started. They have a few games under their belt. They learned a lot from the game, I'm sure. And we're going to see some improvement as we move forward.
And Coach, don't be hating on my
on my Hurricanes this early in the year, man.
Let them know, Coach L. Enough with the hate, Crowder.
You cut my leg because I was about to take a real subtle shot at you. But Coach, to your point, though, yes, we won a national championship last year. We're rolling. And you watched them. They were just bigger. You watched pregame. They were just a bigger team, you know, on the court. But how long does that take? Because nowadays with NIL, you're really resetting every year. You talked about it last year with just the reset of rosters. So how long, at you with all your coach experience, how long until a team that's brand new with a brand new coach, how long until you will see what they can really do?
Well, you don't know that. Here's the key. You could start out absolutely great and be rolling right from the beginning because your team just absolutely clicks. But there's another side of it that, hey, it's going to take me a while. I'm not really sure. My biggest takeaway from that game was two things. And there's only two things you have to be able to do. One, you got to be able to put the ball in the basket. And number two, you got to stop the other team from putting it in the basket. So my concern was we just didn't put the ball in the basket at an efficient enough rate, both from three and from the foul line. So can we improve in those areas? Can we get to the point where we're shooting a high percentage from three and from the free throw line? Because if we can, if that's the part of our game we work on, we improve, then maybe by January we're rolling. Now, if it's a part of the game that we just struggle with, we just don't have enough really good shooters, then that's going to become a weakness that shows up regularly.
Well, the Hurricanes are going to play again tomorrow against Elon. I'm locked in, Coach, because I'm a big Dante Allen fan. He's one of the new freshmen that Coach Lucas has. I've been following him since he was at Riviera Prep down in Kendall, my neck of the woods. I know the whole coaching staff there, and they rave about this kid, so I'm locked in. But I wanted to transition quickly with you, Coach, to the NBA, because tonight the Heat, they're going to play the Warriors. Now, the Warriors are on the second night of a back-to-back. We know how good that team is, but Steph Curry's not going to play. Jimmy Butler likely isn't going to play either. They're missing a ton of their regular starters, their superstars. Last week, Miami, we talked with you after that exciting finish against Cleveland. Cleveland, that Wednesday night when you came on, benched Donovan Mitchell. There was no Darius Garland. There was no Evan Mobley. And they ran the Heat out of the building in the fourth quarter. How difficult is it as a head coach? I don't think it's a lack of confidence or concentration by the team, but I do think it's just preparing for a different style when another team is shorthanded and undermanned. How difficult is that when you have to play, like the Heat tonight, against a team that isn't going to have Steph Curry, their superstar, in the lineup?
Okay, are we going to have Bam? What do you hear?
I think Bam Adebayo is going to play. They're kind of talking yesterday at practice, like, again, it's not a sure thing.
Game time decision.
Right, work your sources, Solana.
My sources are saying he's playing, but I don't want to make any
breaking
reports
news
here on the air.
Jimmy?
But either way, Coach, they should be able to handle a Golden State Warriors team with or without Bam that doesn't have Steph Curry, doesn't have Draymond, might not have Jimmy Butler, no Jonathan Kuminga either.
Yeah, here's the way I look at it. The Cavaliers series and the Knicks series, we split with them. We won two of those games. We lost two of those games. So we need to just get focused on getting ready for the Golden State Warriors. It doesn't matter who they have playing. Everybody plays differently every single night. Some nights you make a lot of shots. Sometimes you miss a lot of shots. And the better players are the more consistent players. So what I'm looking for is trying to get the consistency. If we can play consistently well, our new style of play, racing up and down the floor, getting into the open court, I think we take care of business tonight.
But Coach, now when you had Lonnie Walker, you had Shane Larkin, you had those, you're not just going to play the Hurricanes. You got to stop Lonnie Walker as well. So not having Steph out of the line, not having Steph in the lineup, has to change your approach somewhat, because now you don't have a guy that can shoot from the logo.
Well, that's for sure true. Your defensive strategy can change dramatically based on the personnel. You know, your defensive strategy almost always begins with the best players. How do we slow down a Steph Curry or a Jimmy Butler? And the idea is, okay, they're not going to play tonight. Let's say neither one of them play tonight. All right. So who becomes the go-to guy? Who do we adjust our defense to focus on? Because you know every coach has a scouting report on every NBA player, and Spo and his staff will be looking for a great defensive strategy to slow down the Golden State Warriors.
Hey, Coach, and it's funny you said Spo and made me think about something we talked about. What game was that, Solana, with the inbound pass? Was that the second night of the back-to-back? Or the first night.
Are you talking about the game-winning inbound pass?
The Chris Quinn play, yeah.
Yeah, that was the first game last Monday.
Hey, Coach, did you hear Spo's explanation? They had the inbound with 0.6 seconds to win the game. He said that Coach Chris Quinn drew that play up 4 years ago, and he still had it on the play sheet. And he said, this is a perfect – he said on the play sheet it said CW for Chris Quinn's inbound play. Have you ever – what's the longest you've had a play on your play sheet?
Oh, I never took a play off. We just kept adding it. And then in the summertime, I'd review our play calls, and some would go on the A list, some would go on the B list, some would go on the C list, and we never got to a D or an F list. But, you'd have certain plays that are your favorites that you keep every year, year after year. And a lot of NBA teams, they run the same offense every year. They have the same plays. And then you add options to them. So you might have a play that option A is we're looking for the lob, and option B is we're looking for the jumper. And then you might switch that based on your personnel and who has the hot hand.
And Coach, one more question with that. This is intriguing to me as an X and O guy. Like, football-wise, you'll have fourth and ones, you'll have third and longs, you'll have third and 3-7. How is the play sheet broke down? Is it under 1 second, 2 to 4 seconds? Like, how do you break down a play call?
Yeah, in basketball, you've got to have a number of plays that I'll use the example. Let's use 10 seconds. So 10 seconds or under, but not under 5. So between 10 seconds and 5 seconds, we have a series of plays. All right. Once it gets under 5, okay, we got another series of plays that are more quick hitters. 1 pass, 2 pass, but no more than that. And then you have plays under 3 seconds or even under 1 second that are 1 pass and shoot it or 1 pass and dunk it. And you have a certain number of lob plays that you have to have in your arsenal. And you have to have them from both underneath the basket and on the sideline in college. You don't see underneath the basket in the NBA, but all those plays you see in the NBA are sideline out of bounds.
Coach, good to talk to you again. Hopefully you did well in Wordle today. I got a 3 today on Wordle. I don't know how you did, but I hope I don't know if you did better than a 3. But
what are you like hockey? Cheat on that game? Or
who cheats?
They cheat for sure.
Who cheats?
Coach. They cheat for sure. And I'm pretty sure there's a whole conspiracy to cheat just to piss you off. I think that's what's happening behind the scenes.
Hey Solana. Hey Josh, listen to this. Hawk had been sending me his Wordle, and he was getting like 2s all the time. So I had my wife do hers first, then I copied it so I knew the answer. I drove Hawk nuts that I beat him.
I hope you didn't tell him that. I hope that's the first you're publicly admitting that.
Hawk doesn't know, and he's not listening.
No, he's at Epcot right now.
Yeah. He's at Epcot having fun.
Hey, Coach L, I am 100% committed to you beating Hawk, even if it means we cheat together. I will jump in on this to piss him off on a daily basis. So you let me know. I know you're a man of integrity. I'm not. I am a sleazebag. So you let me know, Coach L. I am happy to find a way to cheat in Wordle so that you can just for you to piss off Hawk. You let me know, okay?
All right.
Coach, I wanted to ask you real quick because the Heat have struggled rebounding the basketball on both ends this year. And I know Bam Adebayo has missed a lot of time, and he's probably their best rebounder. But is that a byproduct of their style of play this year, or is that something that you see that can be fixed?
Oh, hey, that's – do you guys know the name or remember the name Pete Carril? No, huh? Okay, so Pete Carril is a legendary coach at Princeton University.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And he ran the Princeton offense, which everybody runs now. You know, the five out that the Heat run. It all comes from Pete Carril's offensive schemes back in the 60s and 70s and 80s. And in his book, he wrote a book, and in it he said, to be a great rebounder, you need the knack. Great rebounders have the knack of going where the ball is, where it's going. Rebounders, you don't develop rebounders. They're born that way. We had Norshad Omir, one of the best rebounders I ever coached. We didn't have to teach him anything. He just went after every rebound. You know, in my generation, you had guys like Wes Unseld who were tremendous rebounders. So when a team like the Heat is not having a great start to their rebounding numbers, you can focus on it. You can talk about it. You can watch video on it. But it's really up to the players to make it a priority that as soon as a shot goes up, you have to think in this order. I have to anticipate the shot. I have to assume that it's going to miss. And I have to go after it. Because if you don't do those things, if you don't assume it's going to miss, if you become a spectator, if you don't anticipate the shot, you're going to be a step late. And then you must go after it. The ball's not coming to you. You got to go get it. And that's what the great rebounders do. And, you know, a guy like Dennis Rodman made a living just going after every rebound because he wasn't concerned about shooting the ball or scoring the ball. He just – his goal was to get the next missed shot, rebound it, and get it for his team.
Dennis Rodman explaining how he rebounded in The Last Dance is one of the all-time clips and one of the best clips of that entire show.
Coach, before we let you go, I would imagine, you know, we're 3-4 weeks into the season now. You're not surprised watching Norman Powell play at an all-star level, correct? I mean, we've talked about him before, but you keeping a close eye on the Clippers over the past couple seasons – what he's doing is outstanding.
Yeah, no, Norman is a perfect fit for needing a scorer in the backcourt. You know, and when Tyler Hero comes back, I think those two will be a dynamic scoring duo because Norman can shoot the ball and he can score the ball. He's an efficient player, and he's having Pat Riley uses the expression a career year. This may be the best year of his career, and if he can stay healthy, stay confident, and keep shooting the ball well, he's a major asset for the Miami Heat this season.
Coach Jim Larrañaga, he's a legendary men's head basketball coach here at the U, proudly repping the U once again. And Coach L, we greatly appreciate your time every single week. I mean it when I say I love talking basketball with you. And I love when you text me about basketball. He texted me an Instagram post about Nikola Jokic's stats. And, Coach, I mean,
are they ridiculous or what?
I said it last week that I think at the end of his career, he'll be in the conversation with the LeBrons and the Jordans. I truthfully believe that. I'm not saying he'll be ahead of them, but he'll be in that conversation.
Yeah, it's really hard for the NBA, you know, to promote a player who's not American, you know? I mean, LeBron and Michael Jordan are born and raised in this country. They were born to play basketball. Their athletic ability, you know, they're entertainers, not just basketball players, but people tune in because they're so much fun to watch. Nikola Jokic is too, but, you know, coming from Serbia, he's not the name on everybody's list of the greatest players of all time.
Well,
even though he's certainly in that conversation.
He should be, and he probably will be. Coach L, we really do appreciate you, and enjoy your weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right, there you go.
Thanks, Coach.
Coach Jim Larrañaga, we're going to take a break.
I got a question. Why when Coach L tells you the exact same thing we tell you about Jokic, you say, okay, yes, sir, oh, sounds good. But then you argue with us all day.
Hold on a second. What are you talking about?
You said he's going to be spoke about with Jordan and LeBron. You've been saying this for a while. And right. We say, no, he's foreign and his game is boring. What are you talking about? He's a triple-double
right,
machine.
But the difference is Coach L was saying –
Coach explains it to you exactly the way we do.
Coach L just said he probably should be in that conversation, but he's just not because the NBA has a hard time properly like branding him. And you just say
he is foreign and his game is boring.
You just do what you know what all the old heads do. Jordan, six finals appearances, zero losses.
I said nothing about superlatives. I said Jokic's game is boring and he's foreign and he won't get the attention. And it's not as fun to watch him lumber around and get a triple double as it was to watch Jordan fly from the foul line.
Crowder, I have a question for you. What letter does the last name Quinn start with?
What letter does the last Quinn, Q.
Yeah, because you said it was CW on the play sheet when you told the story to Coach L just now. I let it slide at the time.
I was going to let him win. That was the winning play.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
It was a wombo.
Okay.
Thanks to Coach L. more Hawk, Crowder, and Solana, as we like to call it, HWS, coming up on the other side.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.